We give you glory, all the glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. We give you glory, all the glory, glory. Glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne. To you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and on to you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. Jehovah, we give you praise. Mighty God, we exalt your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. We thank you, Lord God, for a time like this. Thank you, Lord God, for the gift of life. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God. Father, for your compassion, Lord. We give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. For all that you have done, we say, take all the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Father, we have come, Lord God, this morning, this day, God, to share your word. I pray, oh God, that you enlighten our eyes of understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to another day, another podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Liberty Ark Ministry. And it is called Good Morning Jesus. In the last episode, I was talking about fear. Do not fear, don't be afraid. Do not fear, don't be afraid. Yeah, but I am also continuing on that, but from another direction, from another perspective. So what will make you not to be afraid? It is when you have, let me say, the presence of God, the Word of God, and you know that you know the word of God, and then you have faith in the word of God. Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So if you have the word of God and you know it within you and it's part of you, there will not be cause for fear. Well, how do you get there? We all study the Bible, but a lot of people just read through the Bible and that is it. Today, I want to talk about the word meditation. I want to look at the example of somebody that came to himself, that meditated and then took a decision based on the meditation. So we want to talk about meditation. The Bible, the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, which most of us know very well, it says that, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Thou shalt have good success. You make your way prosperous as you meditate on the word of God day and night. So it's not enough to read through the word of God, but to also meditate on the word of God to be able to get the mysteries in the story. You know, the Bible is full of stories And some people call it a storybook. Some people say that it's expired. You know, it's an old book, it's expired. But everything that is prophesied in this Bible is coming to pass in our own eyes. You know, the Bible says in the latter days, perilous time shall come. The Bible says that in the latter days, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to the seducing spirits and the doctrine of the devil. It is coming to pass. The Bible says that there shall be wars here and there, and we are experiencing it. You know, right? So, what is meditation? Okay, so meditation is focusing one's mind on a particular object or on a thought, giving attention to something, you know, emotionally calm and stable state will get you into a place of meditation, so that as you study the Word of God, you pause, you be quiet, you be calm, and you think deeply on what you have read or studied so far. And that is when you can extract, that is when you can receive mysteries in the story of the Bible. Above all, we need to pray and tell the custodian of the word, who is the Holy Ghost, to grant us understanding, to minister to us as we study the Bible, because it's very, very important. I say this before people go into the place of prayer, it's very important that you know and you have the Word of God ready, you know, to go into warfare with Satan. You have the Word of God as well ready to prophesy into your life, to speak the word into your life, to speak the word in the place of prayer, to remind God of His word. And you can only remind God of His word when you know the word. Not just knowing the word, but when you receive a revelation in the word. When you receive revelation in the word. Okay? The Bible says that Jesus became poor and that in His poverty, we might be rich. What do you get from there? The Bible says that God commands us to give to the poor, to the needy, the orphan. And then God does not owe any man anything. So now it's left to you. And it says, seed time as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and winter. So it shall not cease. So meaning that when you sow, there's a time for harvest. So you must understand that. We must understand that. We must understand the mystery of the death and resurrection, ascension of Jesus Christ. We must understand, we must get a revelation of what happened at Calvary. We must understand what happened when Jesus was in the grave 3 days. We must understand, you know, by meditation, what actually happened. What is the blood of Jesus? What is the resurrection? What is the, you know, Jesus staying in the grave, and what did He do? What happened? We must understand all those things. So meditation is focusing on a particular thought. Let's look at the case of the prodigal son. I was looking at that. So now the prodigal son, we know the story. Well, I'm coming from the one in the book of Luke chapter 15. So the Bible says he went to his father and he said, "Hey, I want to leave your house. Just give me all my own inheritance, whatever belongs to me. Give it to me. I want to go now. I don't want to wait until you die. I want mine now." Okay. So the father gave his own portion to him, and the Bible says so he went to another city. He went to start to enjoy life. The Bible says he lived a riotous life. Okay, let me take it from verse 13. "And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living." And the Bible says in verse 14, "And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want." So money is finished now. Yeah, and there's famine and there's no money to eat. So what did he do? He went to be a laborer somewhere, and he was helping them to feed swine, pigs, you know, See, so let's see verse 15. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would not fain have fulfilled, he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the, you see now, is eating the food that the pigs are eating. But one day, verse 17, one day, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with the hunger. So he came to himself. He probably was sitting down somewhere, and then in a very deep thought, Bible says he came to himself and said, wait a minute, what am I doing here? Yeah, even if I've taken my own inheritance and I've finished it, I mean, but where I come from, even my father's servants, they're having a good time. Why should I stay here? Let me go back, even if I have to be one of his servants, but I'll be enjoying myself there. So he meditated over his situation and took a decision. Likewise, you and I, we meditate on the word of God and we take a decision based on the revelation that we get as we meditate on the word of God. So this guy came to himself and he changed his mind. And the Bible says when he went back to his father, he said that, let me take it from verse 20 here now. He said, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Look at this, is the person that was thinking that, no, I don't know, maybe I'll be a servant there, and whatever. Okay, so 19, he said, and he said, I will arise and go to my father, yes, and then he will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy servant. Make me as one of your hired servants. You see now, he was telling the father, he was saying, that is what I'm going to tell my father in the course of meditation. But here is God walking, and the father accepted him. And the Bible says the father had compassion on him. And when he saw him, he fell on his neck and he kissed him. So, but all these things happened in the course of meditation. He came to himself. The Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's take time to meditate on the word of God. And as you do so, you get revelation and you'll be blessed. You'll be happy. You have peace within you in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. Jehovah, we give you praise. We exalt your holy name. Thank you, Father, for this short message. I pray, God, that you enlighten our eyes of understanding in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we meditate on your word, I pray, God, that there will be grace by the Spirit of God, grace that will do what no man can do. Let it be released, O God, into our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name, O Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, until I come your way again on Wednesday, my name once again is Shola Daniel. I say stay blessed and stay safe. Amen.